case number 10,733, Brian and Colleen Boyer, northwest of Road 297A, Forest Drive, being Lot 1 within Charles C. Fagan and Delaware Oyster Farms Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Can you give us your full name and address, please?
Brian Boyer, 405 Marianne Drive.
Okay, and you swear the testimony you're about to give is will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go back to the podium. Were you going to testify as well?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, why don't you give us your name and address, please?
Brian Boyer, 405 Marianne Drive, Wilmington,
Delaware. Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay, thank you. You can go back to the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Chairman, before they start, we received a survey after the application was submitted, and it was requesting a 7-foot variance from the front yard. They only need a 6.4. I'll pass the survey down.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for that. Again, good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for the variance?
Yes, we're asking for a 7-foot variance on the front setback for a mobile home we have a down payment on.
Okay. And I believe, though, now we just heard that the new one is 6.4.
Correct.
The answer is, including your survey. And this is for a new mobile home?
No, it is a pre-owned.
Pre-owned, rather than that. Okay.
How old is it?
88.
We checked all that.
Is this it's GR, not AR1.
It's GR.
If it was in a different zoning, you would be too old.
Too old,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be getting schooled real quick.
Good.
Been on for a lot.
Okay. Can you also at this time explain to the board your standards, the granting of variances?
Sure.
You have them with you, please?
Yes, sir. Number one, uniqueness. Do you have a unique circumstance or condition such as irregularity, narrowness or shallowness, the size or shape of the lot? The size of the lot allows us for a 50-foot house the way it's turned. It's kind of hard to find a pre-owned home that small.
Okay.
Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition with the size of the house we are permitted to put on there? It's not a lot of choices with the pre-owned. We need to get a setback, either a side variance or a front variance, either way, it seems.
Okay.
Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? Yes, I'm sure it could. We have not been able to locate one. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? We're saying yes for us to be able to put the home that we have put down payment on. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. The lots were broken up that way. This is what we bought, so we're trying to conform as much as we can. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it will not. There are houses, one house up the street that has a 23-foot setback to the street now. So we won't be the only one. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development or of adjacent property? No, it will not. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, it will not. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? We believe the front setback is better than the side back setback for us. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you for that.
That rear setback is 10 feet, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Miller?
No.
Hearing no questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10733. As I don't believe it offers such a character to the neighborhood. It's a small lot. It's the only mobile home that it could find to fit on the lot. The minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10733. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.